Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Glenn Smith is with us here this morning from Atlantic. He's the Farm Credit Administration Chairman, and he, along with USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey, have put together some ideas. A couple of Iowa guys putting together some ideas to help out the future of farming and ranching across the country. Glenn, thanks for so much for your time here this morning. Appreciate it.
It's a real pleasure, Jim. Glad to be here.
You bet. I know you folks are busy, and it looks like you've been kind of busy putting together some ideas. You know, in agriculture, we always seem to work just one year out. You know, it always seems like we're starting the season and then looking forward to finishing the season. But, boy, you've got to have some long-term vision when you're in that industry.
Well, yeah, that's right, Jim. And I will be going on 3 years early December since I took the appointment confirmed by the Senate in D.C. with Farm Credit Administration. Then a year and a half ago, I was named chairman CEO of that agency. And from the get-go, I had some goals in mind, and a lot of that pulls back to my experience in farming and the relationships we've had in our business with young farmers and seeing the young operators get started. And that goal has been what we can do from the financing end to get young beginning farmer and ranchers started. And so we did make some good strides this week, and I did pull on my contacts and networking with Undersecretary Northey, and that's what kind of D.C. is all about, is pulling on networking. I'm learning those ropes pretty quick, Jim.
Well, the future is obviously very important to agriculture, and when you look at the long term, we're a lot more mobile society nowadays, and even within agriculture, there are so many more jobs available to young people than just working the farm, specifically working the dirt, working the animals. So, you know, with all those options out there, we have to make sure we still have people, that next generation, to step in.
Yes, that's right, and I think you saw in the news release that the average age of the U.S. farmer is 58 years old. If you look at 65 is the age of retirement, that means we're 7 years from a generation rolled over. I'm 64, and I don't think I'll ever retire, but yet the eye has to be on the future of agriculture. A little of the history maybe with farm credit. Back in the late 80s, Congress stepped in and helped the system remain viable through those difficult times. And part of the Farm Credit Act, or the 1971 Act as amended in 87, was to provide for a young beginning and small farmer program in each of our 72 institutions throughout the country. And I saw that right away coming in about 3 years ago. And so I started asking some questions. And basically, it was kind of a check the box. Yes, we have a program, but it really didn't evaluate how successful it was, what the growth pattern was, and what it represented in terms of percentage of total portfolio. So I've been spending a good part of the last 2.5 years refining that, getting the data, getting accurate data down, starting to share best practices, and eventually we'll get down to evaluating the effectiveness of each one of the programs throughout the country. And just by way of explanation, Farm Credit Administration is the regulator oversight agency for the farm credit system. Farm credit system is comprises about 41% of the nation's ag financing, about equal with the commercial banks in the country that are involved in agriculture. So we're in a position of significant influence. And as I've traveled the country, had the luxury of traveling the country up till COVID, we've had the opportunity to observe successful programs for young and beginning farmers. We just want to share those programs universally, and in particular coordinate with the Farm Service Agency.
Well, I know you put together an opportunity to get some folks together, at different angles there too. Some that might be folks who would use the system, some who are administering the system, and you got them together to kind of visit a little bit. That's kind of step one. What were some of the things that were talked about? What were the hardships?
Well, the difficulty number one, Jim, in doing this, and this part started out with a conversation with Bill Northey really a social occasion. I think we shared dinner with wives last March, but it was, how do we bring together all lenders? Because this isn't confined just to Farm Credit System. It's all lenders, and from FSA perspective, it has to be all lenders. But the common theme among successful young and beginning farmer programs that I've noticed throughout the country is having a good relationship with the FSA loan officer. Usually that's a county loan officer. If there was good dialogue, good communication back and forth between the commissional lenders, between the banks, between the Farm Credit System people, and that local FSA person, chances are they had a pretty good, vibrant, I'll call it YBS, abbreviation for Young Beginning Small Farmers, a good program. And so what we wanted to do is expound on that, on some specific practices. Everybody wants to talk about young and beginning farmers and the importance, but what we wanted to come up with is some solutions on how to improve that relationship between FSA and the lenders.
Yeah, you wonder how many times potential new farmers walk away just from before they even really get started because they don't understand some of the opportunities that might be out there, and the money part of it just looks overwhelming.
That's right, Jim. You need a mentor. You need some guidance on it, and that's that importance of that first contact loan officer, whether it be FSA or whether it be the local bank or whether it be a Farm Credit loan officer. And that's specifically what we talked about, is training up loan officers to work with a lot of the beginning farmer loans. Administered through USDA are guaranteed loans. It helps mitigate the risk for the institution, and it holds down the capital requirements for that entry-level applicant of getting those loans. So that linkage with those FSA guaranteed loans is so critical to getting young people started with limited resources.
Sure. Well, we have different types of programs out there, for example, to help folks perhaps with their first home purchase. So wouldn't it make sense to help them with something like this too?
Absolutely. It does, and they're there. And there's some great programs through the state, and a lot of times they offer subsidized interest rates. It's just the knowledge and the communication of all those programs and coordination between those contact individuals that young farmers see on a regular basis.
Sure. Well, getting folks to sit down and talk, that's kind of half the battle right there. But what happens after that? It's great to talk and all that. How do you get that and turn that into solutions? What happens next?
Well, if you want to talk about challenges, it's getting, you know, this many people together on a virtual basis. obviously not ideal, but it's the first step. And from my perspective, you know, I've got limited time in D.C., and this is something I wanted to see move along rapidly. And so this was the first step. Eventually, I think we'll start to see in-person meetings. The initiative that I saw at Farm Credit Administration coincided exactly with what Congress was seeing a need for. In the 2018 Farm Bill, they created a national director for beginning farmers and a statewide network with a state director in each state. So Undersecretary Northey was right in the middle of developing that, coordinating that, networking and that system. So our timing couldn't have been better on this.
Very good. Well, it'll be fun to watch the project. You hear so many horror stories these days from the farm. There just aren't the number of young people who want to continue to run the farm that might have been in the family for so long. They might have other interests. So finding someone else to be able to step in and then being able to facilitate that financially, that's a real challenge sometimes.
It is, and yet it is such an uplifting experience. One of the perks in my position prior to COVID was to do extensive traveling, been all over the country, you know, a gator processing plant in Louisiana, an almond grove in California, a maple syrup operation in Vermont. You know, I'm used to corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs, but to see see the diversity in ag and how it all relates back to the need for financing. I went through my Senate confirmation hearing, and I think I struck a real common note with the senators on that committee. I said, access to financing is the lifeblood to beginning farmers, and wherever we can facilitate and improve on that, we will improve on the success rate of young entrants, young agriculturalists to the industry.
Yeah, they might all work in different places. They might all produce different types of crops, but at the end of the day, it takes money to do all those kinds of things, and the process has to be there to give folks the opportunity, and that's really what we're offering, is just opportunity. So
it does, but it's the epitome of entrepreneurism. I mean, you know, it's what made our country great, is the spirit of that entrepreneurism, and I'll tell you, just to visit these operations around the country is really an uplifting, wonderful experience.
You bet. Very good. Well, yeah, we feed the world, and we need to continue to do that as we move forward. So, Glenn, thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it and all the hard work that you've put in on this particular issue, and we'll keep following. And I know we talk quite frequently with the folks at the local FSA level as well, and I'm sure they'll have more information as time moves forward, too, because they're the ones that will be implementing a lot of this on the local level.
Absolutely. They're great people. We've got great people around here locally in Iowa, and just look forward to this continuing to grow through them.